I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Iranian-American journalist Roxana Saberi continues to be held in a Tehran prison. Saberi has reported for our program and other radio outlets during the 6 years she's been in Iran. In January, she was arrested by Iranian authorities, and last month, after a one-day trial that took place behind closed doors, Saberi was convicted of espionage. She was sentenced to 8 years in prison. The Obama administration has called the charges against Saberi baseless and demands that she be freed. This week, at her parents' urging, Roxana ended a two-week hunger strike. Reza Saberi is Roxana's father. We reached him on his cell phone in Tehran, and he told us what happened during his latest visit with his daughter.
We saw her on Monday, and we asked her to stop her hunger strike. She resisted, but we insisted because her health was deteriorating. We ordered some yogurt and a few spoonfuls of yogurt I put in her mouth, but she didn't want to eat anything else. And later she called back and said that she decided to break her strike.
How is her health?
Her health is improving now since she began to eat as of Monday evening.
That hunger strike she had been staging began on April 21st. She was protesting her imprisonment. How did the Iranian authorities respond to the fasting?
There were some talks that she hasn't gone on strike, but she told us that she was on strike and she had eaten only 2 days in 2 weeks. She drank water and sometimes the sugar water. For 2 days, she stopped drinking water. Then she collapsed and they gave her IV fluid. And then she began to recover. And after she has started eating, she's feeling better now.
The Iranian government has promised a complete review of Roxana's case on appeal. And they've said that she'll be allowed to provide a full defense at that point. What is the status of that appeal?
Well, next week, there's going to be this appeals trial, and we expect that this time she will be treated well and she will have a just and fair trial. At this time, we can't do anything but just wait to see what they will decide.
And how are you being treated while you're in Tehran?
We have been treated quite well, and they're not doing anything to us except that we go and talk to the lawyers and also we go to court. It's a busy time for us, but this is why we have come here, to help our daughter to get out of the prison if possible.
You were in the prison on Monday to visit her. What are the conditions like for her in the prison?
Well, the actual prison, they don't show us, but they take us to a room where the visits are taking place, and there they bring the prisoner, and we visit with the prisoner for about 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour, and there are two prison guards that come and sit with us. So whatever we say, we have to say in Persian. And if we say in English, that's translated, so they want to know what we are talking about. So it's pretty controlled visitation. She's with three other women in the cell. It's about 10 by 12 room. It's a rather small room.
How often can you visit your daughter?
Once a week, and that's on Mondays we go. More than a month that we are here. And our coming was very good for our daughter because she had not visited anybody in the prison. They allow only the immediate members of the family, and we didn't have the immediate members. So when we came, we were allowed to visit her.
Do you know if your daughter is able to access any sort of media while she's in jail?
They have a small TV in their cell in which they can tune only the local channels. The local channels, they're not showing much about Roxana's case or the world response.
And if there is no breakthrough in this case, if the appeal is rejected, are you prepared to stay in Tehran for the full term of Roxana's sentence of 8 years?
Yeah, I am prepared to stay until our daughter is free. This is what I have said from the beginning.
Reza Saberi is the father of Roxana Saberi. Roxana is an Iranian-American journalist who's been held in a Tehran jail since January. Reza Saberi, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.